So would you join with me in welcoming up Gary Barnett?
Hiya.
Hello.
So, Gary, I know that a friend of yours had an incredible encounter and experience through the course of the last term. So I wonder whether you wouldn't mind giving us a little bit of insight into the background of what happened to Dennis, your friend.
Okay, yeah, sure. Dennis and I go back an awful long way. We were next door neighbours when I was knee-high to a grasshopper, which was an awful long time ago. He was actually the first person I actually told when I became a Christian all those years back. I woke the poor guy out of bed just to let him know. So he knew, you know, where I stood. But we'd kind of lost contact as the years rolled by. And I had a cousin's wedding we went to, and there was Dennis there. And, you know, so it was a good chance to just catch up and speak to him. As I was talking to him, I thought, you know, I really need to build this relationship back up again. So we exchanged phone numbers, and as per usual, I promptly lost his number. But it was really burning on my heart to really get in contact. And about a week later, I was sitting in the barbers thinking, I really need to get in contact with him. I'd already asked my dad to see if he could get hold of his number, and he came up with nothing. And I just sat in the bar and said, Lord, you know, you really, really need to get there and help me to meet him. And I got out of the barbers, and who should be walking up the road but Dennis.
Brilliant.
Praise God for that. And normally when I see Dennis, he's cycling everywhere. And part of the prayer was really that I'd get to know where he lives, so at least I could go and see him. His bike had punctures, so I, gave him a lift home. We managed to have a really good chat. And one of the things that had happened to him, that he'd had a stroke about 6 months beforehand, and he was really struggling for money because he wasn't in work. We were talking. When I bumped into him, I said, how does it feel to be an answer to prayer? Which is not the way to start off a conversation with him. That's not a Christian. We talked about things, and as I was leaving, I just picked up a photograph and found £120 behind the photograph. And he just doesn't remember. He reckons he put it there just before he had the stroke. He'd totally forgot about it. He was struggling. So it was really, you know, good. So fighting around the house afterwards, about a week later, we talked again, and he really said that his life was really in a mess. I shared with him again about my faith. I said, look, you know, the only way that's going to help you through it, and God's helped me through it, was to ask him into your life. And he said, yeah, he would. And that was amazing. Then we heard about the Alpha course.
Wow, what incredible circumstance that led to that awesome opportunity. So you shared with him a little bit about Jesus, obviously, and then introduced him to the Alpha course. So the two of you came along. What would you say happened then to the both of you?
It was brilliant. It really was. I mean, the people in the Alpha course were so welcoming. A bit nervous about Dennis going. He's never been into the church atmosphere ever since we were in Sunday school, so I was a bit nervous about that. But the people were so welcoming, so open. He can answer the questions. He felt safe. He's a bit shy, so he spent most of the time just listening. Every Tuesday night when I was dropping him back home, we spoke about it, and he was just, you know, blown away by it. Particularly one of the occasions, which was the prophecy night. I knew that God was going to speak to him. We sat at the front, and there were quite a few words for him, and all of them seemed bang on, as I knew what he was going through, bar one. And one of them was about him writing music. And I remember sitting there thinking, well, you know, there's quite a few that are writing. Okay, if there's one that's not, you can't get it right all the time. But at the end, when I spoke to Dennis about that one particularly, he said, they said, you know, he was writing music. I said, well, you don't really write music, do you? He goes, well, actually, I do write music. And, you know, he's never actually shared that with me before. So, you know, he was blown away. And that's really made his walk even deeper, you know, with God.
Fantastic. Isn't it great to hear how God breaks into people's lives and have been using such incredible circumstances? So let me just ask finally, Gary, then, to those people here who might be thinking about inviting friends to come along, might be a little bit fearful about it, you know, a little bit unsure about whether to go for it this time around in advance of the February course, what would you say to them?
I'd say do it. I'll break that answer down to just quickly two bits. One, for those that have got friends that you've probably been praying for a long time and think, you know, maybe they will come, maybe they won't. Just invite them and just see if God opens that door. And for those of you that are in church and just on the outskirts and just think, you know, I've got so many questions, it's a safe place. The team are excellent. Go, enjoy.
Fantastic. So can we thank Gary? Let me just say, if you do fall into either of those two categories, you'd like to come along on an Alpha course just to see what it's like, you can book your places via the website. I say it's Tuesday, the 3rd of February. We meet in a pub. It's a really relaxed environment.